I am God. I am God. Have you come to that conclusion for yourself? Have you come to that conclusion for how you'd like to live your life and how you'd like to live in your world? Have you come to the conclusion that God is the creator of all that exists? And everything that a creator is in its creation. And so everything that God is in all of its creation, and all of its creation, therefore, is God. Now, are you God? Are you able to say of yourself, I am God? Well, don't worry about it. Just say it. Because there's so many things in life we don't know. And all of the things in life that we don't know, we sometimes say, well, we don't know it, so therefore it isn't something we should claim that we do know. But we know that we can say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. We can say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, we can say that all the time. And we can say it if we wish and if we don't wish. But the thing is, we can say it all the time. Now, do you want to say that all the time? Do you want to be aware that you are divine all the time, that you are wonderful all the time, that you are fabulous all the time? Do you want to be able to say that? Because if you want to be able to say that, then great things will happen to you. Great things will happen in your life, and it'll happen in your life so beautifully, so bountifully, so wonderfully that you could hardly believe it. But yet, it is so. Can you be aware that when you say, I am God, all things are me now. All things are what I am now. I am the divine right now. I am the allness right now. I am the isness right now. I am that which is now and forevermore. Yes, when we say these things, we begin to put into motion for ourselves how wonderful we are. How grand we are, how fantastic we are, how glorious we are. But only when we put those things into motion do we start saying those things. Only then. Because if we don't do it, then, what happens to us is that everything just sort of fades away into nothingness. Everything just sort of fades away into nothingness because we are not really aware of who and what we are. Do you want to be aware of who and what you are? Do you want to be aware of the divine in you? Do you want to be aware that you are wonderful, that you are fantastic? Well, start saying it. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I like me. I like this world. I like everything about the world. The world is a fantastic place. The world is a glorious place. The world is a good place. And I am living in this world. As God called everything good upon creation, according to the Bible, so we call everything good, and it is created, and it does exist, and we are it right now. We are the magic of it right now. We are the allness of it right now, and there's nothing else that matters. Nothing else that matters than to say that I am it. I am divine. I am God. I am the allness of the universe, and when we say that, beautiful things happen to us. When we say that, beautiful things take place in our world. And our world is a glorious and wonderful experience, a glorious and wonderful attitude that we have. And that's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference in this world save to say, I am God. And when we say that, we say it with all of our heart. We say it with all of our being. We say it with all of our sensitivity, because that's what we are. We are God. We are glorious. We are fantastic. We are magical. We are wonderful. Can you say that now for yourself? Can you say that at all times for yourself, that you are divine? Every time I hear anybody who's being chastised, and for instance, a child and an adult says, now say, I will not be a bad boy. I will not be a bad boy. I will not be a bad boy. Well, putting that sort of consciousness of I will not be a bad boy is just reendorsing that idea of being a bad boy. Now, what should they be saying? What should we be saying in a case like that? We say, I am a good boy, I am a good boy, I am a good boy, I am a good boy. And the more often that a child says that, the more it's indelibly written into their consciousness and written into their attitude and written into their life, and the more that they are a good boy, the more that they are a wonderful child, the more that they are a magnificent being. It's just as simple as that, and just as wonderful as that, and just as fantastic as that. But that is who we are. That's how we are. That's where we are. We are divine, we are magical, we are wonderful, we are super. Now, we have to say it. We have to say it to ourselves. I am God. I am God. We say it to ourselves. We say it to ourselves with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. We say it to ourselves from the moment we wake up to the moment we lay our head down. And when we go to sleep, we are saying, I am God, as we are falling asleep. And as we are saying, I am God, as we are falling asleep, it is put into our consciousness more and more and more. And we live in that attitude more and more and more. And it is wonderful, more and more and more. You are ready for that. You are ready for living in the idea that you are divine. You are ready for living in the awareness that you are the allness. You are the goodness now. Say that every moment of your life. Say only the good things about yourself every moment of the life. Say everything that you can say, and just think, now, how would I as God respond? How would I as God respond? Before I think, before I speak, before I act, I say, how would I as God respond? Before I think and speak and act, I say, how would I as God respond? Yes, how would I as God respond? Well, every moment of our life, as we say, how would I as God respond, we are lifting up our consciousness into the highest and the best that we are able to do. We are lifting up our consciousness into the most wonderful aspect of who we are. And as we lift up our consciousness into that reality, then that's what we live. That's what we live, and that's what we are. And it's a wonderful thing for us to do. For this is all that matters for any of us, to live our life as how we think we are, how we want to be, and how we are right now. Claim that for yourself. Claim that in your life. Claim that in every action, every organ, action, function of your body. Say it, I have a perfect heart, I have a perfect mind, I have a perfect body in every way. I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am God. I am glorious, I am God, I am glorious, I am God. Say these things again and again, and as you say these things, you make these things part of your being. You make these things part of your consciousness, you make these things part of your life. And as you make these things part of your life, then that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter, because that's who you are. That's who you are, and that's who I am. I am divine. I am wonderful. You are divine. You are wonderful. Say it, say it, say it. Know it, know it, know it. Live it, live it, live it, live it, and realize that nothing else makes any difference in your world than to be divine, than to be God, than to be the allness. Yes? Dare to be who you are and live it every moment of your life, because you can do it. You can do it and you will do it, because it's who you are. It's who I am. It's all that matters now. Lift up your heart, claim it, name it, and enjoy it. And say to yourself, as I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. Every moment of my life, every moment of my existence, every moment of who I am, I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.